The world's best golfers teed off today in the second round of the 100th U.S. Open at Pebble Beach in California. The event opened with a tribute to the defending champion Payne Stewart, who was killed in a plane crash last October. Joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, the Open is considered one of the most unpredictable tournaments in golf. Is it shaping up that way again?
It probably will this weekend as it unfolds. You know, Jack Nicklaus, Bobby Jones, Ben Hogan, they each won four Opens, but there are a lot of great players who have never won it. The greatest of whom is probably Sam Snead, who blew the 1939 Open with a triple bogey 8 on the final hole. If you look at the top 100 golfers in the world right now, only two have won the Open, Ernie Els and Lee Jansen. The Open is just hard. It rotates among courses. It's got narrow fairways, especially thick rough and tiny, fast greens. And at Pebble Beach, players were predicting that even par might win the championship. We had some damp weather on the first day, and that slowed down the greens, so there have been more subpar scores than expected.
Well, we can try some free association now, Stefan. I say golf. Everyone in the audience says?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, yes.
He shot an opening round 65, and you really can't overstate how much he's transformed the game in the last few years. Let's look at his own record. He's won 11 of his last 20 tournaments, including 6 in a row at one stretch. 4 of them came this year. One was at Pebble Beach already in a pro-am a couple months ago. In the majors, the U.S. Open, the British Open, the Masters, and the PGA Championship, he's finished 10th or better in 7 of the last 9 that he's played. He's only 24 years old. He's basically on a pace to break Jack Nicklaus's records for tour wins, and if he wins at Pebble this weekend, he'll be on a pace to break Nicklaus's record for most wins in major tournaments.
And that's just when he's playing golf. That's not his business impact on this game, which is colossal.
It is colossal. He's changed advertising, sponsorship. He's turned Nike into a golf company single-handedly. Let's just look at television. Golf on CBS outperformed the National Basketball Association on NBC on some weekends this past season. NBC is broadcasting the U.S. Open, and it says that its research shows that if Tiger is on the leaderboard on Saturday, it's worth an increase of as much as 1 rating point, or just over 1 million viewing households. If he's in contention on Sunday, the Tiger effect is worth 1.5 or more rating points, which is remarkable in a business where a couple of tenths of a point are tough to come by.
Well, turning now from Tiger Woods, Robert Trent Jones, the great golf course architect, died this week.
Yes, he did. Trent Jones was the great equalizer in golf. As technology advanced to the point where players were gaining a big edge over courses, he reined it back in. He designed holes with big bunkers, two-tiered undulating greens, craftily placed ponds and creeks, and he was prolific. He designed or remodeled more than 500 courses, and it does seem fitting somehow that he should have died on the eve of the U.S. Open. He worked on 21 courses that have held the U.S. Open, and the top golfers always complained that his designs were unfair. Jones's redesign of the Oakland Hills course in Michigan prompted one of the great lines in the history of golf. Ben Hogan said after he shot one of only 2 subpar rounds in the 1951 Open, he said, "I'm glad I brought this course, this monster, to its knees." And 50 years later, that stands as the ultimate tribute, I think, to a golf course designer.
Okay, thank you once again, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports.